This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only Used Car Dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today. The Elkton Police Department is alerting parents to the growing availability of Mitra 9 canned beverages in local stores and online. The brightly colored drinks, marketed as plant-based kava and Kratome products, resemble energy drinks and are sold at gas stations, convenience stores, vape shops, and online retailers. Police say that some of the cans clearly list Kratome extract as an included ingredient. Officials caution that although the drinks may look similar to common energy beverages, they do contain psychoactive compounds that act on brain receptors in a way comparable to opioids. Reported side effects include nausea, dizziness, drowsiness, increased heart rate, and impaired judgment. Repeated use can lead to dependence, and mixing it with alcohol can increase the risk of respiratory depression. Because Kratome products are not regulated like FDA-approved medications, the potency and the ingredients may vary, according to police. Parents are encouraged to talk with students about unfamiliar drinks and supplements, monitor for any changes in mood or behavior, and seek emergency help if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Officials said the goal of the advisory is prevention and awareness. And in other news for today, when the Lapeer City Commission meets on Tuesday, February the 17th tomorrow, they are expected to approve several recreational upgrades. The meeting was changed from Monday to today because today is President's Day. And according to the preliminary agenda, the commission is expected to approve construction of 6 pickleball courts and 2 tennis courts. Another proposed upgrade is replacing the restroom and locker room partitions at the community center, which are beginning to show their age, and also under consideration is replacing the UV system for the pool at the center as well, which is used to kill bacteria using ultraviolet light. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of our regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under 15 grand, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a 40-year-old centerline man has been sentenced to 10 months in prison for making threats towards Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Stephen Conway, who has a prior record for threatening judges and police officers, posted threats on an online dating site claiming that the governor was, quote, marked for assassination. The threats came shortly after Conway contacted a DTE Energy call center in Wisconsin, warning that he would hunt down company shareholders. The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, with local law enforcement support, investigated the case. U.S. Attorney Jerome F. Gordon Jr. emphasized that threats of political violence undermine the rule of law and that public servants and citizens should be protected. And in other news for today, State Representative Timmy Beeson, a Republican from Bay City, criticized portions of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive budget proposal, objecting to roughly $800 million in new taxes and fees and a planned $400 million withdrawal from the state's rainy day fund. Beeson said Michigan families are already facing higher living costs and argue that the state government should focus on controlling spending rather than increasing taxes. Beeson acknowledged the governor's proposal includes property tax relief and about $625 million for literacy and student achievement initiatives. However, he said the tax relief should be expanded to benefit a broader group of homeowners and expressed concern that additional education funding alone may not reverse the declining literacy rates, calling for policy changes alongside financial investment. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.